Welcome, this is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training with 5 minutes for you to refresh, reframe, and recharge. Today we're going to talk about situations where you just can't feel good about any of the possible decisions. We all know of decision-making models that tell us how to talk ourselves into feeling good about one choice, or tell us that our feelings don't matter and we should just list out pros and cons until we are sure of which way to leap. We all know too that in real life it most often doesn't work that way. Every day, every week, every year, we face choices in situations where there isn't a right answer or a wrong answer, where there are many alternatives with many alternative results, and we can't always know by our feelings what the right thing to do is. If you're in a situation where you are trying to make a decision and no clear winner is presenting itself to you, either logically or through your gut, then here's what you might like to try. Think about other situations in your past where you didn't know what to choose, and you chose something, and it worked out well. Because out of the many decisions we make many decisions without full knowledge of what we are choosing or what the consequences will be, and many of those decisions turn out to be good decisions. Maybe not perfect decisions, but decisions that have lots of benefits for us and for the people around us. We have children, we get married, we take jobs, we take travels, we move across the country or to new countries, and in all of these situations we make decisions without full knowledge of what the consequences will be. Lots of times we're glad that we made those decisions. So think about one of those times in your life, a time when you made a decision and you were glad you did. Wasn't so hard, was it? I bet many decisions come to mind, and you can choose just one now, knowing that the one you pick will be the one that most closely applies to the situation you have in mind. Now I'd like you to discover that you have stored lots and lots of pertinent information about how you made that choice, and that even though you haven't thought about it before, perhaps, even though you may not have considered it or explored it, when you recreate that situation now, you can step into it as though it were happening as I speak. And you can see where you were. You can hear what you were hearing. You can notice what you were telling yourself. And you can feel your body adapt so that you are in the posture you are in when you made the decision. You are breathing the way you breathed when you made that decision. Your heart is beating in the pattern that your heart was beating then. And you are feeling what you were feeling, hearing what you were hearing, and seeing what you are seeing as you make that decision. And as you notice that you had more information than you thought possible, you can go back a few moments or a few hours to a time before you made the decision when you were trying to decide. And now you can run that experience as though it's a movie up on a big screen. So you can sit down in a comfy chair and imagine that you can see a big screen in front of you, and on that screen you can watch a person who looks and sounds like you as they begin in that state of not knowing what to choose and move through until they make a decision. And then you can just let that movie play until you see that the consequences of that decision are good. You can run this movie as often as you like. You can make it big and bright. You can zoom in on things of interest. You can create a state-of-the-art sound system so that you can listen to it. And you can notice everything about that person who looks and sounds like you and how they are sounding, the expressions on their face, the way they are moving, as they go through this pattern over and over of being uncertain and then making a choice and then knowing that it was a good choice. After a while, feel free to step right into that person who looks and sounds like you, so that you are once again integrated and aware that it is you who was uncertain, you who made the choice, and you who is pleased with the results of that choice. And notice that through all of this curiosity and imagining, you have learned something about who you are when you make good decisions and what happens in you as you make the choice. This process is useful for two reasons. On the one hand, it assures you that you will have the right process available to you when it comes time to make this decision that you are pondering now. And it also reminds you that the world in which you are making this decision is one that frequently rewards your decisions, one in which the consequences of your decision may be good and helpful and satisfactory to you. And in that state of knowing that you exist in a world that rewards some decisions, that you have made good decisions, in that state of knowing how to make a good decision, you can trust that even if you are uncertain in mind and body, you still have what you need to make the decision you need to make. This has been Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Thanks for listening.